Welcome back for page two of Sooner Politics Weekend Report. We're going to talk about a few things coming up here, including Senator Bullard's constitutional carry. I already like David Bullard. He's replacing Josh Bikin, senator from the area of southeastern Oklahoma we've often called Little Dixie, because it was a very conservative but yet very Democrat part of the state. Senator Bullard has come out of the gates with an incredible bill for what he tries to make a statement for. It's what Senator Dahm has been trying for years to get passed in Oklahoma, called constitutional carry. Except this time, Senator Bullard is leaving it to vote of the people. Well, you might say that this is great. You might say that this is only appropriate that we leave such a thing that our gutless legislature has been wishy-washy about, not to mention our two-timing, backstabbing, and unfaithful former governor, Mary Fallon, has been even worse about. So Senator Bullard leaves it to the people of Oklahoma. Now, the language of his state resolution, if it is successful, it'll get passed in the Senate and passed in the House. And that means it'll go on the ballot at our next general or, well, whatever our next statewide election is. That'll be up to the governor when it is. But nonetheless, if the resolution passes, it goes on the ballot. And a lot of us think that's great. All my friends who've been advocates of our fundamental right of self-defense, which includes the right to keep and bear arms without jumping through hoops, paying for licenses, having to take unlimited classes, having our privacy ripped from us in the demand of fingerprints and maybe even DNA if the left gets their way. We think it's a fundamental right to keep and bear arms. In fact, our nation's founding documents include the amendments from the people in the Bill of Rights that says that right shall not be even infringed. I don't mean done away with. Language said shall not be infringed. And yet, our government is infringing on it constantly. Here's the problem. Now, I'm going to credit a good friend of mine, Kirk Shelley, who's been a political mastermind for years and has a lot of friends here in Oklahoma. He's worked national presidential politics for a number of years for multiple candidates. Kirk Shelley says, never leave it to a simple majority vote on whether or not you have your constitutional rights. And I think that's important. I think we have to understand we are a constitutional republic, and we were set up in such a way that the minority would retain rights even when they're not the majority. That bullies who have a slim majority don't get to rob the minority. In fact, I think of a joke one time. It goes this way. There were a few chickens out in the barnyard talking about how great it was, life on the farm, how well the farmer took care of them. And a pig comes by, and he was talking to these chickens. And he said, what you talking about? They said, we need to do something special for this farmer. He takes such good care of us, provides for us and everything. And so they decided to leave it open to a vote. And a motion came up, let's prepare bacon and egg breakfast for him tomorrow morning. Let's provide that. And you know what? It passed a majority vote. But it asked something different from the chickens than from the pig. You see, it asked for dedication from the chickens, but it asked for sacrifice from the pig. That is why minority rights are important. And while there is a safety in this, in that we won't necessarily lose any of our rights if this goes to a vote of the people and it does not pass, but it will embolden those who want to strip us of our rights to continue to chip away at them. So I don't know what to think about this. I want to commend him, Senator Ballard, for his dedication to Second Amendment rights. But I just wonder if the strategy might not backfire. Think about that. Let me know what you think. And more importantly, get with Senator Ballard about it. He'll be at the legislature starting this week. Every week, they're beginning their session now. After this, you'll hear from us with page 3.